The book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 30. We'll begin to read tonight the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 30, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag was smitten. Ziklag was burned, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives, and were therein, that were therein, they slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Anoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Praise God. Would you ask the Lord to help us tonight? Precious God of heaven, Lord, we come, God, humbly, Lord, before your presence tonight, knowing, God, that without your help, we'll not be able, Lord, to do anything tonight. But, God, you've laid a burden on my heart for this message and for this service. And I'm believing tonight for the Holy Ghost to come down and touch us and give us a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this service right here tonight. Would you reach down and move for us greatly? In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We read to you tonight a familiar scripture to those that are have been in church a good while. The story of David. David was had allied himself with the Philistines. And he had actually fought several battles with them. And was a great asset to them. But there came a time when the Philistines were about to fight against Israel. And in the 29th chapter and in the 2nd verse, the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands. And so it tells us in essence that they were reviewing the troops. They were getting ready to fight against Israel. They wanted to count their men and see who they were, of what strength they were, of what shape they were in, of their weapon count. They were getting everything ready for this battle. And then in verse 3 of that same chapter, the princes of the Philistines made this statement, What do these Hebrews hear? And that's an entirely another message there. But the question was asked, What do these Hebrews hear? Here is David and his men out of place. They're in a place that is he has fought against the Philistines. He has put them to flight. He has slew their champion Goliath. He has discomfited them many times. But here he is now actually allied with them and fighting the enemy. Right. And when you begin to ally yourself with the enemy, before long it won't just be the Amalekites or the Hittites that you're fighting. But all of a sudden, the next enemy on the agenda was Israel. Amen. Their king Saul. And these were people that David loved. And so the princes of the Philistines begin to inquire as to why are these Hebrews among us? And there become a great discussion among them. Should we allow them to stay with us and fight for us? Or should we send them back home to Ziklag? The princes of the Philistines said, what's going to happen when we get in battle? And the battle goes sore against Israel. When we begin to smite Saul and his sons, and we begin to set great affliction and death upon Israel, the people that these Hebrews are from. What's David going to do then? What if in the midst of the battle, David changes his allegiance? What if he begins to fight against us and fight for Israel? And so there was a great possibility that that would have happened. In fact, this was the battle that pursued. It was the battle that Saul died in. It was the battle that his sons were slain on Mount Gilboa. No doubt if David had been there, the great love that he had for Saul, for when he got news that Saul had died, he did not rejoice in that. Amen? No, he did not rejoice, but he said, how are the mighty fallen? Three times in that first chapter of 2 Samuel, he lamented and he cried out. And when an Amalekite came and brought him the crown of Saul and said, I saw that he could not live, and I fell upon him, and I have brought you his crown, David immediately had him killed. Amen. He did not do the Lord's service by slaying Saul. Help me while I preach. Amen. And so there was a great possibility. And I believe if David had been there, and that was one reason that he was not there, that he would have changed the day and the outcome of the battle that day. And so David was sent back home to go back home to Ziklag. And that is where we take our text. And it came to pass that when the men come to Ziklag, they found something that was very different. And I want to preach tonight. I felt last night the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart about this message. And I've never preached this just the way I'm going to preach it tonight. But I felt like the Lord spoke to me to preach on full recovery. A full recovery. I want you to notice where David was. David is going back home. He is downcast. He is not able to fight. He is sent back to Ziklag. And already he is looking at himself in a certain way as if he has lost, as if he is defeated. And then as he goes into Ziklag, what does he begin to see? And what does he begin to smell? And what does he begin to realize? As he gets close to the city, no doubt he can smell the smell of smoke in the air. As he begins to near that city, he begins to see over the horizon the broken down walls and the chaos and the smoke ascending up. And as they quicken their pace to come into Ziklag, they find that the Amalekites had came in. They had smitten that city of Ziklag. And they had burned it with fire. They had taken the women captive, and the children, the sons, and the daughters. And they had not killed any of them, but they had taken them all captive to be slaves and to be there, if you would, bond men and bond women. And so David comes in with his men to the city, and he finds all of this chaos, and he finds all of this has took place. And it said, and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Amen. They began to cry and weep. Their wives were gone. Their sons were gone. Their daughters were gone. Their houses was burnt. Everything they loved, everything that was important to them, everything that meant something to them had changed. Do you know how quickly things can change? Amen. In a course of just a few hours, your entire world can be turned upside down. Amen. I mean, one day you're just going along and everything seems good. Amen. You don't have any problems. Everybody's in health. Amen. Everybody, you know, you thinks well of you and you think well of everyone else. And you're just serving God and going to heaven and just having the greatest time. And oh, thank God, amen, that there is that experience. Amen. Where we can enjoy our salvation.
and enjoy our relationship with the Lord. Amen? And that's kind of maybe where David is at as he enters this city. He's a little downcast. Amen. But he's glad to be back home. He'll be glad to see his children. He'll be glad to be among his people. But when he gets there, everything has turned upside down. Amen. The people begin to weep. Amen. Until there is no more power to weep. In other words, they're shaking all over. You've seen people that have cried and shook and wept, amen, until they cannot hardly cry anymore. And they just quiver and they just shake. Amen. Oh, the people were in a sad shape. Amen. And then all of a sudden, amen, in the sixth verse, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters." Amen. All of a sudden, everybody, amen, begin to turn on David. I want you to notice a few things. Amen. These were some, amen, of the very ones, amen, that left when Absalom, amen, begin to overthrow, and when there begin to be rebellion and other things begin to happen. Some of these men that were with him, amen, they left everything literally they had, and they took their families and they followed David because they knew the anointed rested down on him. They knew he was a man of God. They knew he was in the will of God. They knew when Saul took a javelin and threw it at him, trying to pin him to the wall, instead of David reaching that javelin out of the wall and hurling it back at Saul, that David ran from his presence and David fled when he had opportunity to take Saul's life more than once. Amen. David said, "I will not lay my hand against the Lord's anointed." Help me while I preach. And so these men had been with this man David. They had saw him in troubles and in trials, and he had proved himself, amen, to them. But now the same people that at one time was encouraging him, the same people that at one time was bringing him bread and bringing him water, amen, that was meeting his need and being his friend, amen, now they look at him through different eyes. And now they begin to speak about stoning him, about killing him, about taking his very life. Amen. Can I tell you, it hurts when somebody out in the world that is a sinner really talks about us. Oh yeah, we may act like it doesn't. Amen. But it hurts when anybody, amen, doesn't speak well of us. Amen. But I'll tell you when it really hurts. Amen. It's when it is one of our own acquaintance. When it is one that we have went to the house of bread with. When it is one that we have prayed with. When it is one that has helped us and we have helped them. I tell you the thing that hurt David. The houses being burnt put him in a discouraged state. Amen. His wives being gone put him in a discouraged state. The sons and the daughters, amen, put him in a low state. But I'll tell you what really, amen, brought David down. Amen, was when all of a sudden, amen, everybody around him began to turn on him. And he began to look at people that at one time told him, said, "David, I'll die for you. David, though all men forsake you, amen, I'll be with you to the end. David, whatever's in your heart is in my heart. Amen, we'll go all the way together." But all of a sudden, these same men begin to turn. And now everybody, amen, is against him. Amen, some of the worst battles that we will ever face, amen, is when those that we have counted as dear, when situations and places and people, amen, that we have put confidence in, and all of a sudden everything is turned upside down. Amen. Well, listen to me a little while. I want to preach tonight on a full, amen, recovery. Amen. Everything began to turn, amen, against David. And then the scripture said, amen, and David encouraged himself, amen, in the Lord his God. Amen. What did he do? when all men were speaking against him. What did he do? Amen. When he didn't feel like going. Amen. When all the tongues was laid against him. Amen. When he made maybe even some bad choices or decisions, for all we know. Amen. The Bible said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. I want you to see this, how the Lord showed it to me. Amen. First we see David discouraged. Amen. He is low. And then while he is low, amen, everybody begins to come against him. Every situation begins to come against him. Problems on the job. Amen. Problems with health. Problems with friends. Problems in your marriage. Problems with your children. It looked like everything, every way he turned, was going against him. But all of a sudden, there began to be help. And there began to be a recovery. For it said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. He grabbed himself by the nape of the neck and he said, David, you cannot wallow in self-pity. You're going to backslide and go to hell. Amen. If you quit going to church, amen, if you quit getting in, you're going to have to make yourself go. You may not feel like going, David. You may not feel, amen, like standing up in front of the people. You may not feel like this in your hands. You may not feel like standing when the choir's singing. But David, sometimes you've got to make yourself do some things. And I can see David encouraging himself. And as he began to encourage himself, amen, we begin to see, amen, some recovery come to him. We begin to see him, excuse me, as he begins to find some recovery. Amen. Oh, help me a little while. Amen. I don't know how you feel about it. Amen. But I'm not satisfied just to be halfway recovered. I mean, if you have surgery, or if you have an automobile accident, or if you have something that happens in your body, and you go see the doctor and he gives you an operation, or he works on you and he'll say, I don't want you to go to work for so many weeks, and said it's going to be so many weeks before you can lift, you know, so many pounds, and then I want you to come back to me. Amen. But you'll say, but doctor, I want to know how long it will be before I will make a full recovery, before I'll be as good as I was before this accident happened, before this calamity began, before, amen, this surgery. How long will it be before they can say that I'm as good or better as I was before this? Amen. Oh, come on here and help me a little while. You see, David encouraged himself. Amen. So to speak, he was better. Amen. He was working through out of obligation. But he was not fully recovered. Amen. He did not have that full, amen, blessing of the Lord poured out on him. And so the next thing David did is the Bible said that David a call for that ephod, and that he began to pray. Amen. And he inquired of the Lord. And this is what he said to the Lord. Lord, shall I pursue, amen, after this troop? Shall I overtake them? Amen. In other words, David is saying, Lord, amen, I want to be in your will. I want everything back. I want it like it used to be. I want to feel you like I used to feel you. I want the people to have confidence in me like they used to have confidence in me. Amen. Lord, I need to know, what should I do? Shall, amen. And all of a sudden, the voice of the Lord began to ring out of heaven. Amen. And he spoke to David and he said, pursue. Amen. Amen. For thou shalt surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Amen. I feel like what the Lord was telling David. Amen. David, amen, it's time to get up, son, out of the sackcloth. It's time to get up out of the ash pile. It's time to make yourself arise and get up and go one more time. Amen. Because when you get up, amen, first God required effort on His part. He said, pursue. I tell you, you're never going to get your deliverance. You're never going to get back where you want to be with God. You're never going to have a restoration as long as you sit on the pew high and dry. As long as you keep pushing off conviction. As long as you keep turning a deaf ear to God Almighty. But when you begin to hear God say, pursue. Amen. God, I'll go. God, I'll do. God, I'll try. God, whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do what I can. So the first thing God required of him, amen, he required of him to pursue. Amen. And then, if we do our part, then he made him a promise. He said, if you will pursue, if you will go after it, if you will try, he said, then thou shalt recover all. Amen. And without fail, thou shalt recover all. I feel like David rose up out of that pile of ashes. Amen. With a determination on his face. He had something to tell the troops. He had a message to preach to the congregation. And he told them, he said, men, I just heard from heaven. And God said, amen, put on your armor and let's go after the enemy. The Lord's going to deliver them. He's going to give us back our children. He's going to give us back our wives. He's going to give us all back. Amen, but we've got to go after it. If you really want a full recovery, you're going to have to go after it. There's been times people has had surgeries and maybe different things that happened to their limbs, their arms or legs. And they, after their maybe their surgery or their treatment, then they'll do what they'll put them in what they call therapy. Hey man, they'll give them a little ball to squeeze. Maybe they'll tell them certain exercises. Sometimes that therapy hurts. I mean, you go to a therapist. Hey man, I remember I had one man. Hey man, I went to a therapist. Hey man, he told me, he said, I like to hit her. Hey man. He said, she hurt me. Amen. But what she was trying to do, amen, is exercise. I tell you what, you take your arm and you never use it again. You let it lay by your side and you never pick it up. And you never, you know what will happen? It'll begin to swivel up. It'll begin to get weak. It'll begin to get useless. And you won't be able to do anything with it. But part of recovery and part of getting back that restoration, it's when you begin to exercise again those limbs that has laid dormant. When you begin to take those talents that you buried out down in the sand and dig them back up again and say, Lord, I'm not going to bury them because I know that you are a righteous judge. And on that day, you're going to require of me more, amen, than just, amen, a buried talent. You've got to dig it out tonight. You've got to go back. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight. I said, you got a call on your life. God's leading you. He's used you in the past in different areas and in different ways. But you've let discouragement come. You've let problems come. You've let bitterness come. You've let hurt feelings come. And it's got you down. And it's got you sick. And it's got you afflicted. And now you're wallowing around in an ash pile. God send us. Amen. I want to give you a full recovery. But you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to get up. Amen. Amen. I mean, some of the worst pain and affliction you'll ever go through. Amen. Will come in the house of bread. I want you to hear me tonight. Some of the worst pain you'll ever experience will come in the house of bread. In the house of my friends. Amen. Because the people that you least suspect can hurt you the worst. Amen. And if you're not careful, amen, when all the shakings are going on and when all the troubles in the camp, amen, it will so affect you that when the trouble is over, I mean, the fires was burning out. The houses was laid in ashes. Amen. The trouble, so to speak, was over to a certain degree. Amen. David could have said, well, let's just stay right here. Let's just build us a little hut. Amen. Let's just live right here in this ash pile. And let's be satisfied. Amen. I want to tell you the devil, amen, may have put a trouble or a trial in your life. Amen. And it may have knocked you for a loop. It may have hurt you on the depths of your soul. But God spoke to my heart today. Amen. And He said it's time for some folks to have a full recovery. You're better than you were. Amen. You say, I'm doing better. Amen, but I just don't know if I'll ever be where I was. I don't know if I'll ever have what I had. I don't know if I'll ever shout like I used to shout. I don't know. Amen, you see, it's almost like the innocence in you has died. The innocence inside of you, the little child inside of you, Brother Mike, has died. And you say, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to go to church. But it'll never be like it was since that terrible trial that I went through. Amen. Through that terrible experience. Amen. I say it'll never be the same. Amen. That's what you're saying. But what did God say? God said, David, pursue. Amen. Get up and go at it again with all you got. But David, and the Bible went on to say that as they were going, the men that was with David were faint and yet pursuing. Hallelujah. There were some of them so weak that they had to leave them, amen, by the river. They didn't have strength to go over. Amen. But there was a few that was a little stronger. And they said, David, what are we going to do? We're going to have to leave some of these men. Leave them here with the stuff. Leave them here with some supplies. He said, but as for the rest of us, we still got a little strength left. And God's made us a promise. He said, we're not going down. He said, we're not going under. He didn't say we was going backwards. He didn't say we was going to get a little bit of it back. But He said, we're going to have a full recovery. I'm going after my children. I'm going after my wife. I'm going after my loved ones. I'm not going to let the devil destroy them. I'm not going to let the devil carry them out. I'm going to have a full recovery. Amen. Amen. If you hang on here, I'm going to preach to you. If the Lord will help me. Amen. What are you going to do, David? Amen. I'm going after them. He told those that was faint, stay right here. Amen. But we will continue on. I mean, if somebody says, amen, I'm just not going to go any further. I'm not going to get involved. I done it one time and I got hurt. I tried one time to teach a class and I got hurt. I tried to sing in the choir and it didn't work out. Amen. It seems like it's always me that's being wounded and me that's being hurt. And nobody understands me. Amen. Oh, help me while I preach. But David said, amen. Oh, I'm going after what God has already given me. I'm not even preaching about God giving you anything new. I'm preaching about you going back and getting what you used to have. He said, well, Steve, I ain't never give out a message in tongues with interpretation. Hey, man, I'd love to see you do it, but I'm not really reaching or preaching for that. Tonight, I'm looking for you to go back and get what you have done, where you have been, how God has touched you. There was a time where you felt the glory in your soul, where you rise to your feet. Amen. Where the Holy Ghost had moved on you, where you had that testimony, where you had that message, where you had God form through you mightily. Amen. But you've let discouragement, and you've let troubles, and you've let trials, and you've let problems set you down on the pew. Amen. And so, amen, you've got to make a decision. Amen. What are you going to do? Amen. When you go to the doctor, amen, after you've had a problem, he'll say, come back and see me in so many months. Come back and see me again. But there is a time where the doctor will say, amen, all right, I'm going to release you. Amen. You are no longer needing my care anymore. I'm going to release you. You are fully recovered, amen, from your sickness. Woo! Amen. You mean I can run 10 miles if I want to? You can run 20 if you want to. Amen. You mean I could stand and say glory to God again? You can stand and say hallelujah if you want to. Amen. I'm saying God is wanting to write somebody, amen, a release tonight. He's wanting to give somebody back, amen, that you used to have. I feel like preaching tonight. I said He's wanting you to have a full recovery. Amen. Woo. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 40 and verse 13. Amen. I read about the butler. Amen. And the baker. And in verse number 13. Amen. I got to reading about that butler today. Amen. Joseph, you know the story. But the butler and the baker had a dream. Amen. And the butler came to Joseph. And he said, we had a dream last night. Amen. You did? Yeah, I had a dream. Well, tell me your dream. And he begins to tell him his dream. Amen. Oh, come on here now. Amen. And when he got through telling him his dream, he said, in the vine, he said, behold, I saw a vine before me and three branches. Verse number 10. And it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and clusters thereof brought forth grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and I pressed them into Pharaoh's cup. Hallelujah. And I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. Do you know? Amen. He used to take the grapes, and he used to press them into the cup, and he used to place it in Pharaoh's hand. Now, he's been in that prison a long time, but he had a dream. Amen. And he said, I saw myself as I was pressing the grapes, I was pouring them in the cup, as I was placing it in Pharaoh's hand. Amen. Do you remember when you used to press the grapes? Amen. He pressed the grave. And it said, and Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation, amen, of the dream. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou wast his butler. Amen. Oh, I tell you, that's what God's wanting to do. Amen. He's wanting to restore. Amen. It used to be you. Amen. That held the cup. Amen. It pressed it in Pharaoh's hand. And God said, amen, I want to put you back in the former way, in the former days. I want you to have the expanse of your first works. Amen. Amen. The butler, amen, was restored. Amen. And then I read about, amen, Brother Jerry, get to Genesis chapter 41. Amen. Verse 51 and 52 for me. But I read over, amen, one of the kings, I believe it was, about that little girl which had great faith in her God and in the God, amen, or the prophet, amen. And her master, she was a bond servant, and her master had leprosy. Naaman, amen, very famous man, amen, but he had leprosy. Amen. She watched as that loving wife wasn't able to touch him. It was very contagious. But no doubt she was sent many times with food and placed it right outside the city for Naaman to be able to take it. Amen. She saw the love that woman had. Amen. She saw the disease that was a hold of Pharaoh. Can I tell you, your wife, amen, still is concerned about where you're at with God. Your husband, amen, is still concerned about where you're at with God. And this little girl had so much faith. Amen. Did she spoke to that woman and she said, ma'am, amen. She said, I would to God, amen, that we was back home because there is a prophet, amen, and he, amen, will cure him and heal him of his leprosy.
was worded, it said He would restore him. Amen. Can I tell you? I would we had some little children. Amen. I would we had some adults with the faith of a little child that would just rise up again and say, I know God will. I know God can. That little girl said if we was back where the prophet is, He would recover him. Amen. You see, those battles you've been through has got you at a place you used to say, that's no problem for God. Amen. God will do it. Amen. But through the battles and through the hurt and through the troubles, amen, now you say, well, I know God can. I believe He can. But I just don't know He'll do it for me. Whew. That little girl didn't say, now He's done it for others. I don't know if He'll do it for your husband, but He has done it for others. She just stepped right up her own faith and said, I tell you what He'll do. He'll cure him. Amen. He wrote a letter, amen, and sent it over there to the king and said, I'm sending Naaman. And when he gets over there, he said, cure him of his leprosy. Oh, amen. The king said, this is nothing else than a cage and a war. I can't make alive. I can't heal and cure. Amen. But somebody said, but there is one among us. Amen. He'll recover him. He'll restore him. I tell you, God is the one to give you a full recovery.
Turn this mic on, brother. Amen. Genesis chapter 41, verse 51. Read that.
And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh.
And Joseph, you know who Joseph was? Amen. He was that man, amen, that had been through trials all his life. You're talking about, my brother hurt me and I can't get over it. What if all your brothers hurt you?
Right.
What if they throwed you in a pit and was going to kill you, but ended up selling you into bondage? Come on here now. Went home and left the impression with the father that you had been killed. Lord, to speak on you, lied on you. Amen. You went to prison, went down in a pit. Then you went from the pit, amen, to a prison. Amen. Come on here now. I mean, it was hard on him. I'm talking about Joseph. He had a lot of hard places, a lot of hard things. But there's no need in letting all these things happen and it take the sweetness out of your soul. Whew. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, brother. Start it over and read it.
And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh.
The name of his firstborn son he named Manasseh. Now, why did he do that?
For God said, He hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.
For God hath made me forget. Amen, man. You remember how they talked to you? You remember how you felt? You remember how they drug you through the mud? You remember all you went through? I can't remember. Amen. I remember. I mean, you remember how bad it hurt. And you remember, amen, but Joseph said, my God hath made me to forget. My God hath made me to forget. My God hath made me to forget. I want to preach to you. There's a fall coming. Amen. There is a fall recovery for you.
Come on. Woo! Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to put the mic down and shout. Hallelujah. Amen. A full recovery. Amen. Do you remember the pit? I can't remember it. Amen. Do you remember the prison? I can't remember it. Do you remember how hard it was? I can't remember it. Do you remember the nights you prayed yourself to sleep? Do you remember the tears? I can't remember. God has blessed me and given me a recovery. Read on, brother. Verse 52. What's that say?
And the name of the second called.
And he had another boy. What did he call him?
He called him Ephraim.
Ephraim. Go ahead.
For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of Malik.
For the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Has caused me to be fruitful
in the land of my affliction. Woo! Amen. What are you doing, Joseph? Amen. Amen. I'm being fruitful. Amen. But you got to have a reason to be down. You got to have a reason to quit. The house is on fire. The children's gone. But David said, but the Lord has caused me to be fruitful. But the Lord has put blessings upon me. I'll tell you, can recover all. Is there something tonight? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Is there something tonight, Sister Mary, that you'd like to forget? Is there something tonight that you said, I wished I could wash that out of my mind. I wished I could forget it. He said, pursue. Thou shalt recover all. And Joseph said, he has caused me to forget. Woo, hallelujah. You know, I was going to bare my heart a little bit to you. Amen, but it wasn't so long ago. Amen, that Brother Steve went through a dark place. Amen. You're talking about a dark place. Amen. I went through a dark place. Don't nobody but God and my wife know. Amen. I'd sit sometimes in the wee hours of the morning and literally pulling my hair out. Amen. That's right. Amen. Come up here and help me preach a little bit. Amen. She can tell you. Amen. She was going through it too. But I tell you, I didn't know which way to turn. Amen. I'd break out in whips all over my body. Amen. I'd sit there and weep. Amen. I'd sit sometimes not doing nothing. Amen. Just looking. Just tired. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, what's wrong? Amen. I'm remembering too much. I'm feeling too much. Amen. I want to tell you, you might have been done wrong. And you might have been talked bad about. And talked bad to. And you might have suffered at the hands of men. But it's time for you to forget. If you're ever going to recover all. If you're ever going to get past it. If you're ever going to get to victory. You're going to have to forget it.
Forget it! Forget it! Amen. We came through that place. We came through that place. I came through that place. And when I got out of it, I never forget. Hey man, me and my wife talking. She's my best friend. Woo! Hey man, she isn't just my wife. She's my best friend. Hey man, I can bear my soul to her and she won't tell a soul. Woo! Hey man, I remember talking to her. Amen. And she one time in our conversation, she said, will things ever be like they were? Woo! And I told her, I said, you know, I said, I don't know. I said, I feel like something within me died. I don't know if you ever went through that. I don't know if you've ever lost your innocency in God. If all of a sudden your faith quivered and shook. Amen. And all of a sudden you said, I feel like something within me has changed. It's different. And I can't get it back. And I told her and really believed it. I said, you know, I don't think I'll ever be the same again. I believe this trial had such lasting effects on me. I don't believe I'll ever fully recover. Amen. But oh, day when I was reading this, the Lord spoke to my heart and He said, in 3 days, He said, I'm going to give you a full recovery. Amen. Well, hallelujah. I don't believe He spoke it just to me. You know what 3 days from now is? Amen. It's resurrection morning. That's when the Son of God got up out of the grave. I feel like the Lord was saying, in 3 days, I'm going to put the cup back
in your hand. In 3 days, I'll give you a full recovery. That's some of you a long time. You've been going through it. But it's time to say, Lord, I'm ready for a full recovery.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Some things I'd like to forget, but I can't forget them. Joseph said, the Lord has caused me. I can't help it every time I see him. Every time I just can't help how I feel. I just can't help. Amen. No, you can't. But the Lord has caused me. Amen, buddy. Hallelujah. Amen. You talking about when the Lord starts causing you to do something. Amen. Come on up here and help me preach a little bit, brother. Amen. I felt like today. Amen. I always thought this brother was a precious brother. I felt like today the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm on recover. Oh, hallelujah. Been a long time. Amen. Been a while. But God said, forgetting those things that are behind us and looking forward. It's time to get past. It's time to get recovered. It's time to say, let the past go. Forgive and go. And let God help you. Well, can you stand to your feet right now? Amen. I want you to start worshiping the Lord. Amen. I want you to start obeying the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about a full recovery. I'm talking about a full pardon. I'm talking about a full restoration. Amen. As some of you, I was here 14, 15 years ago. I watched you shout on the power of God. But I hadn't saw you in a long time. Amen. Get in like you used to. And worship God like you one time did. You say, but I've been hurt, but I've been up against it, but it's time to say, Lord, cause me to forget. God, give me a recovery. God, bring me out. Go ahead and worship the Lord. The Lord has caused me to forget. The Lord has caused me to forget. Sister Connie, the Lord. Hey man, you prayed about some things, hadn't you? And you said, Lord, you gotta help me with this. God, you know, you gotta help me, God. I wanna tell you, God's fixing to help you, sister. God is fixing to help us. Woo! I wish I could convince you to grab a hold of faith right now and say, Lord, amen, give me a full recovery. How are we gonna get it? Pursue! Amen. Obey God. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. Amen. He tells you to step out in that aisle and worship Him right now. You obey Him. Amen. If He says go to somebody, amen, you obey Him. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. I'll pursue. Listen to the voice of God. Pursue, David. And you're going to get it all back. And you're going to have a revival. And you're going to have a restoration. And you're going to have a putting back together. Amen. He'll turn bitter water sweet. He'll turn bitter water sweet. You say, I just can't drink it. It's too bitter tonight. But I want to tell you, God will cause the bitterest of waters to become sweet. What about it? I obey the Lord right now, church. I'm talking about little bohosi yeshe katanama bohose hite. I'm talking about a full recovery. Woo! Hey man, why do you skip like you used to skip? Why you smile like you used to smile? Why you enjoy church like you used to enjoy church? God's going to do it for you one more time. Amen. The altars is open. Amen. Ever how you feel like doing, if you want to come up and pray, you say, Brother Steve, the Lord has spoke to my heart. And I'm tired of sitting where I'm sitting. I'm tired of going through the motions of coming to the house of God. Amen. What I'm needing tonight, amen, is a full restoration. Amen. I'm needing to forget, amen, some things. I'm needing God, amen, to recover me of some things. Come on right now. I want you to obey the Lord, church. Amen. Obey the Lord right now. Hallelujah. 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 Make it well. Make it as it was. Amen. Before. Let's obey the Lord right now. I tell you, I wouldn't stop worshiping the Lord tonight.